Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But the reality of a multiple pregnancy isn't glamorous. After my initial, I knew I was having more than one baby. Mason, my firstborn, was my first thought, but I instantly cried. He thinks triplets is normal. He's a pregnant lady. He'll say, how many babies are you having?
Nothing prepared us for what was to come, let alone with three.
When they came home, 3 weeks later, we went into lockdown.
So what would you say is the hardest part about being a mum to triplets?
Have you still got a relationship with your husband?
Wait.
No. Maybe I felt quite resentful of what I kind of went through to have triplets.
Triplet mum hacks. Triplet, like, I don't even know how you feed three babies at, well, I'm guessing you had to do it one by one, or
yeah,
you sort of balance. Hi everyone, I'm Emily.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome back to our podcast, What They Don't Tell You.
But We Will.
Yes, and today we are so excited to be joined by someone I love following online for her makeup and her motherhood content. She is a powerhouse of a mum. She has one son and then she had triplets. So today we're going to be talking about that experience of raising three babies at once. So welcome, Nadia.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Sorry we couldn't fly you down.
Yeah, we're joined remotely because you're up in Scotland.
Yes, I am.
But your story is incredible. So you had your first son and then you thought, let's go for a second, and you actually ended up having triplets. So take me back to that experience of finding out that you were having triplets. I can't imagine.
Honestly, it still blows my mind. Like, when you're explaining it there to me, I'm thinking, how is this my life? Like, sometimes it still, well, it actually will forever shock me that it's happened to me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, completely unexpected. We tried for baby number two, and obviously that escalated very quickly. Mm-hmm. Baby number two turned into three at once. So yeah, complete shock. Just to state as well, like, neither side of each family had a history of multiples on either side. Oh. So this was not something that we were expecting. We didn't take, you know, any course of IVF or anything. This was just completely natural and spontaneous. Wow. So you can imagine, very shocking.
Yeah, even more shocking. Going from one to four is just crazy.
Yeah. Like, might just so life-changing beyond belief. Obviously, a blessing, but just, yeah, complete shock. So my pregnancy compared to my first one, so the triplet pregnancy compared to my singleton pregnancy, was noticeably different from the get-go. I was extremely fatigued, extremely sick. At first I thought maybe it's because, you know, I can't just put my feet up, I'm running about after a toddler. Maybe that's why I feel so sick. But then I think for me, as time was going on, I realized that actually there must be more happening here. I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. This cannot just be one baby. My body is obviously working overtime here. So when
you had an inkling.
Yeah, I just felt like there's so much more to this. Like I'm so early, but my symptoms are so intense. There's no way this can just be one baby. And of course, everyone thought I was being dramatic because they thought, why would it be twins? Why would it be more than one? You know, you just have to get on with it. You're not the only person to be pregnant and have a, you know, a toddler to run about after. That
so you
was
probably felt quite smug.
When
you got to tell those people, actually.
But then as well, because you had been pregnant before, you knew how different it was. I suppose if it had been your first experience, you would have been like, oh, this is just what pregnancy is like. But you knew, like, this is way more intense.
It was completely just different. I mean, even things like, simple things like going for a shower would put me back into bed after. I was just exhausted beyond belief. No sleep was enough. And it just, it was completely different. So of course I was expecting twins and I felt validated thinking, okay, this is more than one, I know myself, but actually I could never have been prepared for being told I was having triplets.
Because it's obviously pretty high risk, isn't it? Carrying triplets. You've said about physical, but emotionally as well, was it a roller coaster?
It really was. And I think looking back, I really battled with that, I think, because I was so grateful to be having a baby, never mind three. So obviously I was trying to be really positive and hopeful that all three of them would make it through this high-risk pregnancy. But emotionally as well, the pressures that I felt I was facing, you know, becoming a mum of three babies at once, that was really difficult. So emotionally, physically, mentally, all of it was really intense, and I don't want to glamorize that either. I think you can sort of look at my outcome being very positive and where we are now with, you know, four healthy, happy children, but the reality of a multiple pregnancy isn't glamorous, and it's it's very intense and it's very scary as well.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So if anyone's thinking about having triplets, they need to think hard.
Definitely. It's not a decision to be taken lightly, that's for sure.
But as well, I don't know about you, but when I think of your story, because you already had your eldest son, like as soon as you found out about triplets, obviously it was probably exciting, as like it was probably a mixture of emotions. But then I think personally, I would then think of the impact on the first.
The guilt.
Yeah, because I think you think of that anyway when you have a second.
Let alone
but then
three more.
Times three, like...
Yeah, it's so funny that you say that, because after my initial, I knew I was having more than one baby. Mason, my firstborn, was my first thought, but I instantly cried. I cried for him because I felt sad and scared for him, thinking, okay, a new sibling is a lot to take for a child, but three at once, his whole life's about to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the impact of, you know, the pregnancy was about to have on me as well really scared mm-hmm. me to be a present. Like, I'd done everything with Mason. It was me taking him everywhere, and, you know, we had our little bubble, and the fact that mm-hmm. that was all about to change because I was having a high-risk pregnancy and then three babies coming along, I definitely mm-hmm. worried the most about him. And yeah. he's been so resilient. He's been absolutely yeah. incredible. Mm-hmm. And for mm-hmm. him, actually, he thinks triplets is normal. So, yeah. you know, like, if he sees a pregnant lady, he'll say, how many babies are you having?
Oh, only one.
Exactly. Yeah. And they'll sort of say, what do you mean, how many am I having? So, yeah, for him, yeah. it's just, it's normal. This can happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, so he was four, was he? Was he 4 years old when yeah. you had, yeah.
So at least he yeah. started school not long after.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So you got past the easy part of having the triplets, obviously the labour, etc.
Yeah. But we were talking about this like before we interviewed you, but we were saying, like, I wonder, like, is it good that you had, like, you knew the experience of being a mum to one, but then, like, you know, if you'd had the triplets first, you wouldn't have known any different. But having yeah. had one and knowing how hard that is, to then think, oh my God, I've got to do this times three as well, like, yeah, I don't know,
it's a bit of prep as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I never thought of that, actually, like, knowing how difficult one is and then, but I think for me, I was almost like thinking, okay, I know myself as a mum to some extent, so mm-hmm. I thought, okay, I cannot imagine the multiple mums out there that it was their first experience. I can't imagine yeah. even the pregnancy, you know, like, your body being pushed to that limit the first time, mm-hmm. I can't imagine. Like, obviously my stomach had some give in it because yeah. I had a baby, but mm-hmm. and was lucky enough to reach full term, so my stomach had gone, you know, big before.
Yes.
But the rate in which the triplet bump grew mm-hmm. really had me at capacity. Like, it was very painful, and I just cannot imagine these multiple mums that have that as their first experience, like, physically yeah. as well as mentally.
Yeah, and at least you knew how to care for a baby. Yeah. Like, you knew the basics, didn't you? So I suppose yes. that was good.
But I mean, nothing can prepare helped. Nothing prepared us for what was to come, let alone with threes, like the sleep deprivation, the feeding, the nappies.
Yeah.
How did you manage that in the first few months?
Oh my goodness. So for me and motherhood, I think sleep deprivation has been one of the most challenging aspects of becoming a mum. I'm somebody that really loves sleep mm-hmm. and I found, like, just even my mental health without sleep really declined. So when we got the triplets home and they were in hospital for 2 months, so almost had that time to recover after mm-hmm. the pregnancy, then being in hospital and sort of juggling life between. But I was having sort of full night sleeps before they came home. When they came home, 3 weeks later, we went into lockdown.
Oh my gosh.
That instantly changed the way that we were able to sort of work our days, have friends and family come in. So overnight, we instantly were just in our own bubble with no support system.
Oh my goodness.
As many people were.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that because I was going to ask you about your support system, because I think more than ever you would need people around, so you couldn't have people over to help you.
No.
Oh my God.
And it's one of these things, at the time I remember, like, for all of us, you know, Mason, Liam and I, it was so overwhelming, the constant practicalities of having triplet babies was immense. And at first they were feeding every 3 hours, but the boys had reflux. So by the time we fed the third baby, it was basically time to go again.
Oh my goodness.
So it was relentless.
Yeah.
So at first we tried to tackle it together, but then we realized that neither of us were able to sleep then, because it was just, it was constant. And then before you knew it, it would be morning time and it was time to get up and go for Mason for the entire day.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it was just those first couple months of 3 hours feeding and the boys taking so long to feed were yeah, minimal sleep. But then we quickly realized, okay, if one of us, if we're going to be awake anyway, we might as well be fully awake the whole night as one person so the other parent can get sleep.
Yeah.
So we quickly changed our routine to one night on, one night off, one night on, one night off. And then in the morning, the parent who'd slept through the night, when they got up at the sort of, you know, 5:30, 6 a.m. feed, the other parent would then go to bed for like a couple of hours. So it would be absolute chaos when it was like your night on. Like a night shift, a job.
It is though, right?
But it was so intense. But actually, I think just accepting that you're going to be awake the whole night was much easier than trying to get broken sleep where you could.
Yeah.
So that worked.
Yeah, I guess with one, you can just sort of wing it, can't you? And you go with it, but you really do need that routine, I should imagine.
Routine was key for us.
And like you said, you had Mason and, you know, you don't even think about like the meals and working and
I was going to say that
all of it.
You're both working, or you was obviously off work at some, but you was your husband working as well.
So luckily from home, so his work stopped, so he was completely stay at home dad, which was amazing.
Yeah, that's
so
really
now that we reframe it, we're almost kind of like, wow, so we got home with three babies and then we were kind of able to shut out like outside noise and have that time to adjust to our brand new life ourselves together with Mason, because otherwise he would have been at school.
We
all had that time to bond and kind of have time without the pressure of being out and about in society. Obviously at the time I wished that we were out and about, and obviously I wished that we had our family and our friends involved, but there is only, you can only reframe your mind to think of the good, and the good was definitely the quality family time we would never have had in that circumstance at any other point.
And was he helpful at all? Like, I remember our eldest was quite helpful and like, just like getting the nappies, getting the wipes, little things.
It was that. And he was incredible when it come to sort of like playing and doing the sensory things and holding things in front of their faces. Like he was really engaged from the beginning. And I do think that's because that's all he really had to focus on. You know, he wasn't going to school. He didn't have his clubs anymore. And so he had such good awareness of them from the start.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And so what would you say is the hardest part about being a mum to triplets? Plus one.
Yes. I think the hardest part for me is feeling like I'm giving them enough individual attention and one-on-one time. So constantly being mindful that, they were all born at once, but trying to just be mindful that they're their own people, you know, and meeting their needs individually. I do find that really difficult. And obviously I can only try my best. So I do try to give myself a bit of a break, but I would just say the time it takes to practically get through the day. You know, by the time you do meal times and attend to each child's like needs and things, it does take a lot of the fun out of it because it's all practical to keep the ship moving. It just feels like it's constant, you know, planning ahead.
Yeah, totally.
Because that was going to be my next question.
I think most parents relate to that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, that's going to be my next question about how do you find time individually? Because we've got three, but they're all different ages. So, like, I don't know, you pick and choose your time. But when you've got three of the same age, I mean, all going through the same thing. And the guilt you must have if you've managed to spend time with two of them and not the other one. And
And I do notice it. And I try my best to make a conscious effort. But one thing that I'm really strict on is bath time. So I've actually made sure that when it comes to bath time, I bath them all individually so that we get like 10, 15 minutes of one-on-one time every single night without fail. So the others can watch a bit of TV, they can play with toys, but it'll be one after the other. And then it means I've got that one-on-one time without them, you know, being around each other. It's good for them as well. And we can talk about our day. We can be silly. We can play. We can sing. We can, you know, do their numbers and their alphabet. And so it's really simple, but just those 10, 15 minutes with each child in the day, like, really does help me feel like, well, if nothing else, I have managed to give them a little bit of undivided attention.
Yeah, and then that's so nice that they're in that routine because they also know, you know, if they want to talk to you or they have something to bring up, they can bring it up then.
And they do bring it up and they do talk about their day on like a deeper level by that point as well. So, you know, when you first pick them up and it's like, how was your day? Good.
Nothing.
What did you do? Nothing.
Oh, it's when they're going to bed, isn't it? Suddenly they're all talking. You're like, here we go. Yeah, they're stalling.
Yeah.
It's always bedtime. And I'm like, why couldn't you tell me this? But between bath time and bedtime, I do try to get that one-on-one with them.
Yeah, that's so nice. And now that lockdown is, you know, it's all done and it's not the early days, do you have a good support system like our grandparents or extended family nearby to help with like the chaos of
Do you know, we are so lucky. Like our families are incredible. Like both our mums are very hands-on. We've got Liam's sister, Liam's brother. And just in terms of being a close-knit family, like we do have that good, like, you know, walk through the door and get stuck in hands-on approach. Good. So I just feel like with our situation, because I've got friends who aren't as fortunate to have family and friends that, you know, can get stuck in and that are really involved. So whenever I looked at like a lot of my friends' circumstances, I thought, wow, if anybody should have had triplets, it should have been us because we really do have like an abundance of support. So yeah, we're very lucky.
Fortunate.
It's really good.
Have you still got a relationship with your husband?
Oh, wait.
No.
I was gonna say that's actually a bit of a he's joking.
Oh right.
I didn't say.
But but we are in such a good place. So, like, he would even laugh at that question. Like, how?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Because when you said about his family are really supportive and stuff, I was like, it must be good terms. Like,
it is. Like, it's good terms. And I think for us, like, I would say, like, having all the children, the pressure, I think time as well. We've been together 10 years. We've been under immense pressure. Our lives changed drastically overnight and we just lost communication. We never lost friendship, but I think we just quickly realized, you know, in the last year that actually just through a breakdown in communication that maybe actually on a romantic level, we're not suited, but actually as friends, like we can make it work and we can have this like incredible co-parenting relationship. It hasn't always been easy. Since our separation I think it's really difficult that when you're a couple and you disagree on parenting, it's almost like, oh, well, you know, we'll get over it by dinner time. But when you have disagreements when you're separated, it's really difficult not to think, are you saying black while I'm saying white deliberately? Like, are you, you know, and you can take it quite personal. But we have realized that having a good, you know, bond and a good friendship for the children is like most important to both of us, and actually yeah. we're in a better place now than we were when we were together. So although we've not managed to sort of make it out the trenches as a couple, we are still, you know, we're still a team in so many ways.
You're there as mum and dad.
Yeah that's so nice as well, like for the kids to see, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always say as well,
so important.
Parenting is like, you don't know until you have children. Do you know what I mean? It's like you can't prepare for that challenge as a couple, and it doesn't work for everyone. Exactly. Obviously, it's too late by the time you're parents. But then you do put the kids first, both of you, do you know what I mean? Naturally. Mm-hmm. And that will change the dynamic of your relationship. And like, we're obviously really fortunate. We kind of still like each other.
That's amazing.
But the intensity of what you experienced as well, like
would be a strain on any relationship, right?
I think, because I think it's safe to say that both our experiences in expecting and having triplets were completely different. So I give grace to the fact that, you know, Liam couldn't possibly understand my mental health physically going through that and emotionally going through that. You know, he's Mr. Motivator. He's like born to be a dad. He's incredible. He's fun parent. And if there was anyone that I would have, you know, dreamt to have four children with, it would be him, because he is just the most incredible dad. I will say that. And he really brings so much energy to the table when it comes to being a dad and being a parent. But I just think the challenges that we faced were so different for either of us that we found it really hard to maybe relate to each other on our journeys. And that probably did cause a bit of our breakdown, a bit of our communication breakdown, because maybe I felt quite resentful of what I kind of went through to have triplets, though it isn't his fault. And I'm glad I was the one to go through the experience. Mm-hmm. It was really difficult. And I think for him, it was just very... it was a positive experience, whereas for me, it really wasn't so much. Even though the outcome was positive with, you know, three healthy babies at the end, the risks and the pressure on me were very different to the risks and the pressure on him.
Totally.
So, yeah, but he's the best support, and he still supports me like so much now through like being a single mum. He's still my biggest supporter through it as well.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going forward, you know, now, I guess, as a single mom, like, how is that? Like, how does your typical day, is it even harder again? Because, again, now it's all on you.
It is. Do you know what? I feel like Liam and I are doing such a good job at really sharing the load. So we take turns about each weekend. So, you know, it'll be my weekend, then it'll be his weekend. He'll take them on a Wednesday overnight. And even just things like school drop off and pick up, like we do share the load. So it is obviously hard, you know, when I'm at home with the children myself, like sometimes like you do long for that other parent to bounce off of and adult conversation and whatnot. But I think because now I have time without my children and I miss them so much, I'm so much more present when I'm around them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like now I'm thinking, you know, my nights with them this week are limited, so let me enjoy this time. And it's really given me a sense of like focus, drive and like purpose when it is my time with them, to really just embrace it as much as possible. And it's so busy anyway, I almost don't have too much time to think about it.
Yeah, but like you said, at least you come back in like refreshed and
you're
like
selling
ready,
it to me
ready to go. Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Not a bad setup.
and how, like, obviously you're a busy mum, but how have you protected your like identity and sanity throughout all of this? Like, how do you get any me time or self-care? Obviously we talked about a break there, but how do you?
I honestly feel it. So the triplets are 5 now and I feel like I'm just coming back to myself now. Mm-hmm. So I would say in the last year, even though I've been through, you know, going through this separation, I do feel like, I don't know, the brain fog starting to lift. I do feel like I'm putting a lot more intentional time into myself, you know, never skipping my skincare, just little things, making sure I'm fueling my body, eating properly. But I almost feel like because the children are getting older and I have that headspace to think about myself a little bit more, I would say that's the reason I'm coming back to myself. And actually, if I could tell myself those first few years, you're going to feel lost, you're going to feel overwhelmed, it's going to be difficult and you won't feel yourself for a while, but that's okay because you will eventually get back there. So I wish I knew then that actually each day wasn't a pressure, but it was okay to go with the flow back then. But I would say, yeah, now I'm starting to feel more me than I have in years.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. And they're at school now as well, which I guess helps a little bit.
It's definitely, I think it's just having that time. Obviously I do miss, like when I think about them not being, you know, away Monday to Friday and things, I do miss the time. Like, and I actually, as much as it was crazy, it was intense, it was chaotic and it still is, I would go back and relive it all over again.
Yeah.
Like, I'd give anything to just do it all again.
Yeah, if I could have like a day, you know, go back 8 years and like have a day with them, like really all really little, I would love it. Like, even though at the time I would have been like, oh.
But it's always as well, if you have kids of a certain age, like it is always at the craziest time of your life and you've got so much going on. And then now as you get older, you're like, oh yeah, it'd be really nice to have a day of moaning about that craziness because like you don't know, sort your house, you're further along in your life.
Yeah.
But then you'd be grandparents. Yeah. Stop moaning.
That's it. I'm so aware of like now our youngest is 8 and then we've got 11 years old and 14 years old. So they're sort of like, they're very independent and easy. And now I feel like I'm that sort of mum to say to young mums, like, oh, you go so fast. You don't know how lucky you are. But I try to hold back because I know at that time I would have been like, oh, shut up if someone had said it to me. I think, oh, but now I'm there. I'm like, oh, I get it now. Like, it was so precious.
It is hindsight, isn't it?
You also say about not having your partner, like having an adult around, but then how old's your eldest? Is he?
So he's 8 as well.
But it won't be too long. And like, you'll have a mate at home, do you know what I mean? Like our eldest, do you know what I mean? He's a man.
Yeah.
I mean? And you can have a chat and we joke about the other kids with him and like.
Yeah, he's almost as good as, he's like another parent. No, but you know, he's so helpful and like, I don't know, he just cleans up after himself. Like he's kind of self-sufficient now. Puts himself to bed.
Yeah, Mason's like that too. Like I do feel like all of a sudden he's just lost that babiness and he's just, so much more independent.
Yeah. Well, I have noticed like you're doing like a bit more makeup content as well. So I feel like I've even seen it on your page, like you're back, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I finally feel I've attempted to sort of come back to it for so long, but I do feel like now I have the time, now I've got the headspace and the passion's coming back and a bit more self-belief as well. I don't feel as, I would say, like fatigued. I feel the brain fog of having, you know, really small children is a lot for anybody to be able to put time into their passions is probably a big ask. So I feel like, yeah, now I'm definitely getting my spark back for the things that make me feel more me. And one of them is makeup.
My mate's got twins and that they only had twins, so that was them. And I was just like, his life of like having young children, which is actually quite short in comparison too. And I always say to him, it's actually a real benefit. Obviously, it's the hardest bit getting through those years. But then by the time they were like 5 or 6, I mean, he just had like 5-6 years of like those really tough moments, whereas we've done it for 14 years. Do you know what I mean? Because like, when
for me, I'm almost like I just had like a ready-made family in 2 goes, like
like in an instant. This family of
overnight.
So easy. So let's talk myths. Is there any sort of like multiple children parenting myths that you hear and you're like, I just can't be having that?
One that came to mind was, oh, at least they'll just play with each other, you know, it'll be so easy, they'll just play with each other.
Because all kids get along, right?
Yeah. They fight with each other. It's constant breaking up fights. I feel like I'm at a wrestling match every other day.
Also, even with two, like you can be like, right, it's your turn. But like, I should imagine with three, it's like, okay, well, you two got to wait.
But I feel like we've got 3 boys and people always say, oh, it must be so easy. They just all play together. And like, I feel like we're getting there now, but only like our 11-year-old and 14-year-old will now go and have a kickabout together. But I don't know about you, but when they were little, they just want you. They're like, Mom, will you come on the trampoline? Mom, will you do this? Mom. And you're like, I literally gave you siblings to like play together. But it's not always the case.
Go experience life together, guys. Like, go play with your toys together. But
you'll have more fun. I'm not really into the role playing and like talking to toys.
Unfortunately.
That's the thing. They're all different.
So
trying to have them all on the same page at any given time is so difficult. Like we obviously have like moments and there's glimmers of, oh, this is really nice. Like, you know, heartwarming moments where you're like, this is just everything. But the reality is you're putting out fires constantly as you manage three different, you know, sets of emotions of the same age, and then Mason's on top of that. And they've got friends for life, but they've also they can fight for life as well.
And I love a parenting hack or a mum hack. Do you have any that have actually worked for you, like any like mum hacks that spring to mind?
Triplet mum hacks
Like, I don't even know how you feed 3 babies at, well, I'm guessing you had to do it one by one, or you sort of balanced bottles? Like, how do you do
one by one? Yeah, we used like the nursing pillows and I would hold like 2 at one time. But then that was short-lived because of the reflux with the boys, and so it's all trial and error. Do you know what? I don't really have hacks as such, but I would just say the bedtime, the bath time routine of giving the children one-on-one time at bath time has certainly worked wonders, just like on an emotional level in our family. It's been really good. But I would say when they were younger, probably one of the things that really got me through the night feeds was having a flask of tea, like a cup of tea, like a flask.
Cup
of tea.
Great idea.
Because when the kids were crying and the babies were crying, you wouldn't have time to go make a cup of tea, but actually just sipping a little, you know, a hot drink is like, a cup of tea is my comfort. So I feel like just accepting that you're awake, enjoying a little cup of tea while you get through it, really honestly shifted my mindset to be like, okay, I'm up for the night. I'm up for this feed. And it's amazing what like a warm drink can do just to comfort your nervous system when you're stressed about not sleeping and being exhausted. So yeah, I would say a flask of tea when you're going through sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
Good one.
That's really good.
And then what about one bit of advice for anyone expecting triplets? I'm sure there's loads of people listening that are expecting triplets.
No, but you know, or multiples.
Or
even like maybe a product that you were like, oh, couldn't have lived without that.
Oh, do you know what I really liked? The product that just sprung to mind there would be the, you know, the Love to Dream swaddles. The little swaddle and blankets. They really helped soothe our children because obviously, you know, it would be like very regimental, one feed, next feed, next feed. So to be able to sort of swaddle them up and they would mm-hmm. feel comforted and then you could put them back down, that certainly helped us keep mm-hmm. them comforted throughout the feeds. Mm-hmm. Because where I would maybe spend longer cuddling Mason when it was just him and I didn't yeah. have that luxury with the triplets to be able to just, like, you know, cuddle them and sit
yeah.
after the feed, staring at them. It was on yeah. to the next. So the swaddle mm-hmm. blanket really definitely helped.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. Yeah, you can't hold them all, can you?
Like, yeah, which was actually really sad at the time yeah. because that was one of the things, like those moments, quiet mm-hmm. moments in the night with night feeds. It's things like that that I wish that I'd been able to experience with our triplets.
Yeah, I totally get that. Oh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But we got the job done. And yeah. they're all
yeah. well done.
So. Yeah, it's amazing. But I can imagine that the mum guilt is bad enough with one.
Yes.
And you read all these things and you hear all these things, you know, skin to skin's important, breastfeeding, yeah. like all the things that just make you feel bad anyway. But then times three, when you physically can't do it all, you yeah. probably just feel that mum guilt even more.
But then
more.
It shapes them, right? I bet they're probably already quite individual.
Yeah. They are individual and they're independent, but then yeah, it's so amazing that even with that, they're still super, I don't know, close and connected at the same time. So
yeah
I feel like we've really managed to get like a good balance mm-hmm. with that somehow.
You should write a book.
I don't know how.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, you should write a book. No idea.
Oh,
because when people have got triplets or when people have got triplets or twins, they've got loads of time to read a book.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it's one of them. I feel like I've got a fair few stories to tell now.
Yeah. I think that'd be really good. And so you've got 3 boys and 1 girl.
Yeah.
Do you see a difference? Like, is I always feel like I see little girls and they seem super independent and like really capable. I don't know if it's just me.
That is my girl.
Yeah. And I always felt like at the nursery drop-off, my boys would be clinging onto my legs and the girls would be like, bye, and they just walk in. They didn't care. Whereas my boys would be like, mom, like, is that
it's
the way
so
it is?
It's so true, because although the boys are like boisterous and they're very energetic, they definitely have that sensitive side where they really, like, will cling to you and they're just really soft as well. Mm-hmm. But with Winter, she's definitely very confident, very independent. It's her world. I'm just living in it at times. I feel the difference between, I just feel as well like Winter, she seems like she's very strong-minded, but she is very up and down. She's either very happy or not so happy. Mm-hmm. The boys are just kind of like, I don't know, it's like fun energy chaos with the odd low point, but then they don't really dwell on it for too long.
No.
Get over
it,
right?
Right back up to having fun again.
Yeah. And I always find that with boys, like, I'm quite a sensitive woman, like, person. That's just, I'm
no
Pisces.
Comment.
I'm a Pisces. But with the boys, sometimes if I was to tell them off for something, they're just over it a minute later. Yeah. Like, they don't ever hold a grudge. They're just, like, back to fine.
Yeah. I mean, I can, you know, tell Winter off in the morning, and when I'm putting her to bed at night, Mummy, why did you say that to me this morning? Mm. Like, she remembers.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I think I would have been like that.
No
yeah.
comment.
Yeah, me too.
This is just, yeah.
No comment.
A hint of what's to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
Because you'll remind me of it tomorrow.
That's it. Oh, well, we end every podcast with the same question, and that is, what is one thing you wish you'd known before becoming a parent? I think actually you touched on this.
Yeah. So one thing I wish I'd known before becoming a parent would be that there's no such thing as a perfect parent.
Mm-hmm.
And the journey is just so challenging. It's so beautiful, but it's so challenging. And actually, even thinking about that question, I almost want to give grace to, like, my own parents, because I think growing up, I felt resentful that I didn't have sort of a perfect childhood, and it was with a lot of challenges. But actually now, being a parent myself, I realise that's not mistakes that they've made. That's not them not trying their best. That is them just simply being human beings. Yeah. You know, becoming parents for the first time. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just, yeah, I just wish I knew that, yeah, the perfect parent doesn't exist, and that as long as you try your best, that's all that matters.
Yeah. It's funny how that when you become a mum as well, it brings up a lot from the past, because you can't help but think about your own childhood.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever thought about how I was raised, really, until we had children. And good or bad, do you know what I mean? You sort of think, like, yeah, your parents are great or not so great, but it makes you realise having your own. You're like, my parents went through this and they had to make pretty much the same decisions, and they chose that and they didn't choose that.
Yeah, you, like, reflect and think, oh, like, I wouldn't have done that or, you know, that was a bit different. Yeah.
Yeah, like, for me growing up, I certainly, you know, had a difficult childhood, and I think felt very resentful, maybe growing up comparing my circumstances to circumstances of friends around me and things. And I think it's very easy to look at your friendships with rose-coloured glasses because you're young and you don't really know what it's like to be an adult. You don't know the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And actually now I definitely look back with a lot more grace, thinking, wow, you know, how would I have handled that situation, being dealt those cards and the way that my family kept it together the way that they did at certain points. Like, now I look back and I admire it rather than feel resentful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just about realising now that there just is no such thing as perfect parents, and that's okay.
Yeah, I love that. There's a quote, I think, that says, there's no way to be a perfect parent, but a million ways to be a good one.
And I love that.
Yeah, that's like quite a
I love
nice
that.
One.
Yeah, I feel like that embodies exactly how I felt when you asked that question.
Thank you so much for coming. It's been so nice to talk to you, so insightful. I still, like, can't imagine that, like, how you even got through. I didn't even remember that it was lockdown as well, so to get through everything that you've got through, almost like you're on the other side now, is amazing.
Yes, I'm out the trenches. I'm on the other side.
Yeah. A little break until the teenage years.
Yeah.
Wish me luck. I need to grow a backbone now and then so that I can handle this emotionally.
Yeah. Oh, no, you'll be fine. It's not that bad so far. So fingers crossed.
I like the optimism.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. And
thank you both for having me on. It's been so nice to chat, and thanks for listening to my story as well.
Oh, of course. No, you've been amazing to have on. And if anyone has any questions, definitely put them in the comments down below. And don't forget to rate, review, follow this podcast wherever you listen to it. And thank you so much for listening and watching. And we'll see you guys in our next episode.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.